Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48. Now this is the second discourse on what must I do? What must I do? Part 2. Now I know this is a weighty passage, but Jesus is very clear here. He's used these words, this illustration, in more than one place. And brothers and sisters, I speak to the saints first of all. We need to heed these words. I do. They challenge me. If my eye offends me, if my hand offends me, if my foot offends me, causes me to sin, scandalizes others, offends them, hurts them, brings them into sin, and all the rest of it, I have a responsibility. Well, you can feel the force of the words. I mean, it's all about the body, the eye, the hand, the foot. It's what I say, what I do, what I think, what I am. These actions of mine count. I have an effect on others, and I'm responsible. What must I do? I am responsible. My body must not rule me. I must rule my body. The culture around me mustn't rule me. I must dominate myself so that the culture is not my master. I want to read one or two scriptures just to drive this home. It's so important. How about this from Romans chapter 8? Brothers, I'm reading from verse 12. Brothers, we have an obligation. Speaking to brothers in Christ, sisters, dear brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. Now, what is that obligation? It's not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. You did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. Well, you have the spirit of sonship there. Well, then now you have an obligation to live according to that spirit. Galatians chapter 5, walk according to the Spirit. Keep in line with the Spirit. That's a military term. It's a dancing term. We keep in line with the Spirit. We follow the steps of the Spirit. How does he guide us? By his inward working, by his witness, through the Scriptures. And we must do it. You get it in Galatians 5 and verse 16. Live by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Paul says, I beat my body, I keep it under, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27. I don't allow it to dominate me. There's no good saying I can't help it, I'm not responsible. You remember when Andrew Fuller was a young believer at Soham? It was a hyper-Calvinistic church. You remember he met a man, a believer, a member of the church, who was drunk. And he spoke to him about his sin and responsibility. And the drunkard, the older man, said, ah, you're just a young man. You don't know the plague of my own heart. And this challenged Fuller. He thought this was wrong. And he spoke about it and so on. He dealt with it. And this led to major rethink of his position. Of course the man is responsible. Of course the man is accountable. And we have the Spirit, brothers and sisters, and we have to answer for it. We know the Word of God speaks like this. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. That's Romans 13, verses 13 to 14. And so I could go on and on. I'm going on and on to myself. The body is very important, but I must dominate my body. My body must not rule the roost. It must not, my eyes must not rule it. There's that passage in John, you remember, 1 John chapter 2. Let me just find it now. It just comes to my mind as I'm speaking to you. This is what John says. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does comes not from the Father but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. 1 John 2:15-17. Yes, we're saved by faith. We're saved by the gift of God's grace. We're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. But part of that salvation is to give us the Holy Spirit, regeneration, power of the Spirit. And we live in the Spirit and we walk in the Spirit. And so we do not obey the desires of the flesh. This is the New Testament teaching. This is the teaching of Christ in Mark chapter 9, verses 43 to 48. I'm sure of it. This is my personal sanctification. Well, that's the word for the saints. Unbeliever, sin is not a joke. The only way to eradicate your sin is trust Christ. He will take away your sin. He breaks the power of cancel sin, but he takes away the guilt and punishment of it. But he breaks the power of it too. Trust the Savior, not only for heaven, but for holiness too. And we have responsibility, once we have trusted the Savior, to live out that which God has worked in. Philippians 2:12-13. May God bless these solemn words to us. One more discourse, I think, on this passage. What if we don't? We must, but what if I don't? What are the responsibilities? What are the consequences? May God bless these solemn thoughts to us all and bring practical good out of it in our lives for Christ's sake. Amen.